The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And of course, here we are, 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. Dave Krieger with you. We continue with our segment of interviews today on this Feel Good Friday. It's Groundhog Day. I know, if you even care. That's all I can think of is that Bill Murray commercial during the Super Bowl where he kidnaps the groundhog and they go play whack-a-mole. We have a new inspirational historical documentary, The Beginning of Wisdom, and it's on the DVD. It's being released this month. Portions of the special airing on Coral Ridge Ministries television broadcasts, Truths That Transform, and it's coming up on the 4th, the 11th, and the 18th. And they're, of course, going to be announcing more possible airings. This documentary was written and directed by Dr. Jerry Newcomb. We've had him on the show before with D. James Kennedy Ministries. It's now called Coral Ridge Ministries. And Jerry's with us. Dr. Jerry, good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, so now you, boy, it must have taken you a while to produce this documentary.
Yes, it did, but what it is actually part of a seven-part series of films that I've made on the Christian roots of America, and they're all part of ProvidenceForum.org, which is a division of Coral Ridge Ministries. It was actually founded by Peter Loback. He's one of the guests in these series of programs, including The Beginning of Wisdom. This particular one, by the way, all these films focus on our Judeo-Christian roots. It's called The Foundation of American Liberty, and they show how the Christian faith played an undeniable role in so many of the positive things that we enjoy here in modern America, and that includes widespread literacy. It was the Bible. In order to get the Bible into people's hands and so that children could read for themselves, so they could read the Bible. That's why the original laws and so forth were passed, to provide education for the masses in the American experience. And in fact, in the first 200, even maybe 300 years, you could say, of the North American British colonies, widespread literacy was enjoyed by, you know, huge numbers totally because of biblical literacy. When Abraham Lincoln, for example, said, the house divided against itself, his hearers knew, he knew, he's quoting the Bible, he's quoting Jesus, in fact, from the Gospels. But today, the average person wouldn't know that. As Dennis Prager in our video points out, he said the most popular novel in the 19th century in America, possibly, you know, in the American experience total, was Herman Melville's, the whole Moby Dick story. Well, that opens up with, "They call me Ishmael." And Prager goes on to say, back then, everybody knowing the Bible would know what, you know, Melville was getting at. Today, he said, I'll bet you that less than 5% of those at Harvard would know what that means, because we've lost our biblical literacy, except for maybe, you know, the few Christian students that go to Harvard or a few Orthodox Jews. So widespread literacy helped make America what it was in the positive sense. And as things have become much more secular, there's widespread illiteracy for all practical purposes.
So Kirk Cameron actually interviewed you on some of this footage. Is that right?
Well, yes. What we do is we have a one-hour documentary, The Beginning of Wisdom. And, of course, that's based on the Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And then in addition to the 1 hour of content, there's actually 80 minutes of additional commentary and so forth that is, you know, bonus footage, if you will, and that includes about 45 minutes approximately of Kirk Cameron interviewing me. And the interview was not a new one. It was about 10 years ago, but it was not seen before. And so here he's talking with me at the base of the Washington Monument, talking about, you know, America's Judeo-Christian roots, including this factor, you know, of how it was Christianity that started Harvard and Yale and Dartmouth and Princeton and made America very literate. And again, as we get away from the Bible and the influence of the Bible and people are biblically illiterate, we see literacy in general is plummeting, not to mention biblical literacy.
Well, nobody wants to read when they've got TV and the internet. They can just go surf online and that's what they do. And this is something that I think was, you know, all part of the of Satan's design. But this is a nice counterattack from the sounds of things. Now, you interview more than just Dennis Prager in these videos, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Peter Lilback, my good friend Bill Federer, Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. is in this. Eric Metaxas is commenting. Oz Guinness. And Daniel Dreisbach, a lot of people might not know who Daniel Dreisbach is, but Daniel Dreisbach is a professor at American University, and he's done a lot of research on the influence of the Bible on the Founding Fathers and also the influence of the Bible on Abraham Lincoln. And in fact, one of the sections in this, and I have to mention this, I actually get emotionally touched by listening to Dreisbach in my own documentary where he's talking about Abraham Lincoln's speech, the Gettysburg Address, and how the themes were really informed by the Bible. He never quotes the Bible specifically in the Gettysburg Address, but he alludes to these major themes, and he talks about, you know, your sons and daughters, well, your sons did not die here in the Battle of Gettysburg in vain. There was a higher purpose so that this nation could experience a new birth of freedom under God. And this is very interesting because what Dreisbach is showing is how the Bible informed Lincoln's means of communications, which was so effective. And that's just one example among many of how the Bible shaped our education in the good side of things. And remove the Bible and the influence of the Bible, and you end up with a lot of illiteracy.
Well, that's a big problem, too. And see, you also interviewed Joyce Burgess, the co-founder of the Black Homeschool League, which they need that worse than anybody because, see, and this is a problem that I've seen, and we've talked to a lot of people on these shows, Dr. Jerry, about they go around portraying themselves as the victim. And it's like you've got your head in the sand, and it's like they just purposefully want to go out and make other people feel like they're victims as well, instead of what, like, for example, Larry Elder, who I've supported. And I just absolutely love the guy. I think he's right on track with a lot of his assessments as a conservative talk show host. But the thing is he knows what's going on in the Black community. He understands it. And he says, look, you're not all victims. You actually, if you just do the right thing, you study, you get good grades and you move on and you become self-employed or whatever the case may be, you can be just as successful as anybody in the United States of America. It doesn't matter what color, creed, race, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. We all have the same opportunity, but when you choose to paint yourself as a victim, I mean, this is what they're teaching in schools now. That's where we've gotten off track, isn't it?
It is. And in fact, in the documentary, The Beginning of Wisdom, we highlight as an example. I mean, we go through a lot of the different major schools, including Harvard and Yale and Dartmouth and William and Mary and Princeton and so forth, showing how they began in Christian ways. And then we transition over to the later part of the 1800s, and we mentioned Booker T. Washington. He was a man who grew up as a slave. He prayed, or he heard his mom praying on her knees that the armies of Lincoln would prevail, and eventually he and his people became free, and he became educated. It wasn't easy to do. He sacrificed a lot to do this. You can read all this, by the way, in his book, Up from Slavery, one of the most motivational books you'll ever read. It's like, wow, if this guy overcame all these handicaps and obstacles with God's help, and he did call on God to help him, and then so can I in what I'm facing these days. So anyway, Booker T. Washington founded the Tuskegee Institute to train people of his race at that time who had limited opportunities, genuine limited opportunities. Now things have, you know, have changed quite a bit, thankfully. But bottom line is that, the Bible and the love of the Bible was part of the whole point. In fact, there's a great quote we have from Booker T. Washington where he talks about, you cannot believe how motivated so many people of my race were when it comes to learning how to read. And he said, for many of them, it was because they wanted to be able to read the Bible before they died. So, you know, it's like, wow, it's incredible. The correlation between literacy and the Bible are very strong. And there's also, you know, some points we have there about the Catholics and contributions that they've made to our educational system. And in fact, in many cases, the Catholic schools in the inner city are a lifeline to a lot of people who are trapped in failing public schools and, you know, with no place to go, and they're ridden with crime and so forth. It's like, wow, they threw out God. They even said, the Supreme Court said, for example, in 1980, that we can't allow posters or you know, the posting of the Ten Commandments in a public school classroom. If we allow that, then the children might read them, meditate them, venerate them, and obey them. And as one of our guests, David Gibbs III, points out, wow, I think a lot of parents today would probably say, you know what, I wouldn't mind having some rights and wrongs, you know, being posted in the public schools, you know, such as thou shalt not kill.
Well, there are a lot of, is when you're talking about Catholicism, there are a lot of priests and bishops out there that basically have been telling, and I get this on firsthand authority, at least one priest told the class that we were going to be facing some very tough times in the future, and this is years and years ago, and that there was going to be an apostasy and people were going to turn away. And I don't think it's just the schools themselves. I think that what's going on with this world and the way Satan has control of it, with a government that operates, you know, less than honestly and transparently with us, they've not only changed the schools, they've changed the way that people perceive what's going on in America and made us more divisive and made us more cynical. This, obviously, we just need to get back to the truth. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right. And in fact, you know what I did in this documentary is we open up with the words of James Madison, and that's voiced by Richard Land. And he's basically saying a well-instructed people alone can be a free people. And then we close the documentary with the words of Thomas Jefferson, voiced by Mike Huckabee in this documentary. And here, Jefferson is basically saying there's hope for the nation if the people themselves can be able to, you know, read and write and have access to accurate information about what's going on. So there's hope, you know, through channels like this, sir, you know, where you're getting the truth out. And thankfully, if I could be so bold to say, through documentaries like this, The Beginning of Wisdom and ProvidenceForum.org and all the resources we share on that, and all those who are doing the good work of the Lord, you know, to get the truth out there, because we know that a lot of times the dominant media just does not tell us, you know, what's really going on, and so people have a very skewed vision of current events and of the past, quite frankly.
Well, see, and one of the main reasons for founding Early American Education was to study the Bible and learn biblical morality. That's right there in my show notes. I mean, so this is the how long, you said this is in seven parts?
Well, there's seven parts to the whole series. This is just one of seven documentaries. The first one is on the pilgrims. The second one is A City on a Hill. This is the third one. But each one stands on its own. In other words, you could watch any of these documentaries, and it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. You don't necessarily have to know what the documentary before it dealt with. But we also deal with George Washington, the road to independence, the endowed by their creator, how the creator has given us our rights, not the government. And finally, there's We the People. And We the People not only shows about the Constitution and the contributions of Christianity to create it, but it also deals with the questions, well, what about slavery? What about mistreatment of the Indians and other injustices like that? Showing that basically at the end of the day, what the founders created by the grace of God was a nation where we have self-rule under God, and those areas where things are not, where we're not living up to our creed, those things can be and often are corrected. What the Marxists of today want to do is tear it all down and start from the beginning and, you know, maybe create some sort of Marxist utopian, which is a good word to use because utopia means no place. And there is no Marxist utopia. Everywhere Marxism has full reign, it's just hell on earth. I mean, honestly, it's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Whereas the founders said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's a quote from John Adams. And so what these documentaries attempt to do is to show what's right about America and how did it get that way. And so we're basically working to revive the spirit of liberty under God's grace, by God's grace. That's our goal at Providence Forum. Providence Forum was founded by Peter Loback, one of the main guests in this program, talking about the New England primer and, you know, how the Bible was a key textbook in early America. And thus, the kids could read.
Yeah, and see, that's the difference now because nobody wants to read. They all want to sit there and watch the boob tube and play, you know, games on the internet and whatnot and Grand Theft Auto. And this is a bigger problem. Now, the one thing about this series, all seven of these DVDs, and I'm assuming that Truths That Transform, The Beginning of Wisdom, The Beginning of Wisdom is just one DVD. Is this something that, for example, if we got the entire set and see people who are listening to the show right now, you homeschool moms out there that are part of a collective unit and you want something to have to provide to your kids that you are educating and you want to have a special day and time where it is you bring these videos out and put them in your DVD player and show them to your homeschool class, this kind of like hits the nail on the head as far as getting people back on track. I mean, this would be something that homeschool moms
could
use.
Our goal. That is absolutely our goal. And, for example, at providenceforum.org, the first page that you see when you open up the page, the first post you see regularly, and it's updated regularly, is the Foundation of American Liberty series. You know, and on that post, you can actually watch several minutes of the programming. So, for example, with The Beginning of Wisdom, you can watch the first 12 minutes, right there online. And we've also broken a lot of this information down into little bite-sized pieces, into little 4-minute, 5-minute segments that deal with these issues. And those are available. Again, you can get all this information at providenceforum.org. But we really just want to inform people about America's Judeo-Christian roots. You cannot understand the history of America without understanding the incredible role the Bible played. And quite frankly, the pilgrims had a lot to do with all this in their own way, because what they did was when they were blown off course, they were heading for the northern parts of Virginia in 1620 on the Mayflower. They were blown off course, and they had some people on board that were talking about the potentially mutinying. They were not pilgrims. They were part of the settlement, but they weren't directly part of the church congregation that made the pilgrims who they were. So the pilgrims decided to make world, well, they didn't, they inadvertently made world history by writing up an agreement for self-government called the Mayflower Compact, and this was done as a way to make sure everybody was on board with their mission, which was to advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ. To they were doing this voyage for the glory of God. And that written covenant, the Mayflower Compact, signed before a single foot was stepped on the New World. In other words, they did it in the Mayflower cabin, the cabin of the Mayflower. And that became the first step to ultimately the creating the United States. I mean, ultimately, that document led to other documents and finally came out in full bloom in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence, also an agreement under God where the men who signed it agreed to this agreement representing the people back home. And then you had also the Constitution. See, the essence of the American experiment is self-rule under God. It's articulated so well in the Declaration of Independence, but the whole process began in the name of God, amen, which is exactly how the Mayflower Compact begins, in the name of God, amen. So America has been God-blessed in some ways more than people realize. And so we need to get back to these biblical principles. The biblical idea of covenant gave rise to the American Constitution, is the way Oz Guinness puts it, and I think that's so true.
And here's the thing, and I don't want to use the term devil's advocate here, because that's counterproductive. But the thing is, I look at the Puritans, and I look at America's history. I look at the fact that, you know, God said in the book about herbs and things in the field that you can use to make yourself and keep yourself healthy. I mean, way back when, I mean, even in the times before the settlers migrated to America to escape religious persecution, they themselves succumbed to a lot of this. And there was a dark side of the early settlements, and that was what happened in Salem. And people were being put to death because they found them to be odd, because they were advocating herbs and things like this, and they called them witches. And so, you know, it's like, okay, well, then you look at the Puritans and go, okay, now this was founded based on God. Who are you? Are you holier than thou that you can sit there and tell me that I'm doing something that's satanic in nature? I mean, it's almost like a cleansing. I mean, that was part of our history too.
We deal with that in, for example, in the documentary City on a Hill, you know, trouble in New Jerusalem. And then we deal with the King Philip's War, and then which was a war with the Indians in the 1600s. And then we also deal with the Salem witchcraft trials, which was a horrible, ugly period. 1692, 19 witches hanged, or alleged witches. And in fact, what's significant, though, about this, and quite honestly, Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard get some of the details of this wrong. There's a lot of errors in their killing the witches, which I took the time to listen to and even listen to it a couple times. There's some things in it that are interesting, but there are some things that are just directly incorrect. I'm sorry, just historical errors. But the biggest error, perhaps, is that they present this as if this is the natural outworking of these horrible, wicked, you know, horrible, self-righteous people, the Puritans, as opposed to this was an aberration. This was in contradiction to their principles. Above all, and this is the most important thing, the whole thing came to a screeching halt when Increase Mather, who was one of the main ministers in Boston, he was the president of Harvard, when he returned from having gone to London to secure some patent related to the school and so forth, he comes back and he says, what are you doing here in the Salem witchcraft trials? The fundamental problem of the whole thing is that people were being accused and they were being convicted based on the witness of only one person, or even spectral evidence. In other words, I saw, so, you know, Deacon so-and-so's ghost do bewitch me and blah blah blah, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, well, how do you deal with an accusation that is can't be proven? And so what he was saying, we have to get back to what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 17, that all things must be established, a crime must be convicted based on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Once that was re-implemented, the whole thing stopped. There were no more alleged witches being hanged, and the jails with alleged witches that were, you know, there in Salem and in other areas nearby, those were opened up and the people were freed. And then the fathers of Salem and so forth, they apologized and they repented, and within a generation or two they made restitution and so forth. Things absolutely got out of hand, but it was the biblical witness and getting back to the Bible that stopped the terrible, terrible episode. And meanwhile, it should be pointed out that unfortunately in Europe, there were a lot of witch hangings through the years around the same time, you know, not hangings, actually, in the American experience, at least they hanged them as opposed to burning them, which is what they did in Europe and so forth. So it wasn't something unique to the Puritans. What was important is that it was a biblical principle that put a stop to it. That's the key, and that's what we point out. In fact, as one person put it, you know, Increase Mather himself said the only real work of the devil in this was the execution of an innocent old woman.
That's scary. And see, this is the thing. This is the dark side of our history, because people got a big head. The leader left and went and left. You know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. And I mean, this is what they did. They were just completely led astray. And I think that basically because of the fact that I think fear overcame these people, and instead of looking to the word, they went inward, became scared, and decided, no, we need to eradicate this evilness, and got holier than thou, and that was the dark side of our history. I mean, that was one of our growing pains. But this is what happens when you stray away from the Word of God, and it's happening to this
exactly.
very day. It's happening.
Oh yeah,
this
absolutely.
Day.
That's so true. The Bible is the key to everything. You know, I was thinking about this verse in the book of Proverbs. It says, "A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord." Boy, you see that happening a lot, where people will blame, you know, oh, well, if there really is a God, then why didn't he let me, you know, blah, 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 blah. Why did he allow such and such and such terrible things to happen? And sometimes what the people, what they experience is what their own sins led to. You know, the scriptures are very clear when it says this: do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that he shall also reap. This idea that you reap what you sow, that the consequences of your actions, and the consequence, frankly, of your theology and your view are extremely important. Now, the thing about this Salem witchcraft trials, though, that I think the hysteria of 1692, it needs to be put in its wider context. What some people are doing is, in effect, you know, smearing the entire Puritan legacy and saying this is who they were, those 19 to 20 yeah. people. That,
hey everyone, this is Catherine.
That is their summary of their legacy.
Well, we appreciate that. Dr. Jerry, we're out of time. Providenceforum.org is the place to go look all this stuff up we've been talking about. We'll be back with Rick Kaler after these important words. Stay with us.
Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet. And an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
It is Feel Good Friday.
Power to the people.
Welcome to the Power Hour.
Power to the people.
Well, there you have it. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Friday Groundhog Day, like you care. I know. That little rodent. All right. I don't know if Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow today. Probably did. Anyway, aside from all of that, you know, there's another reason to feel good. And of course, we have been praying for Rick Kaler all week long, too. If you have been, we appreciate that. And I got an amen from several people because, Rick, you were having problems with your shoulder, as I understand it. This is a small world when it comes to people afflicted with shoulder issues. How are you?
It's Feel Good Friday, and I'm on the air on the Power Hour with the world-famous Dave Krieger. Hi, Dave. Hi, Jay. Hi, Catherine. I forget the other girl's new name there at the Power Mall.
That would be Linda.
Linda. Hi, Linda. Look forward to meeting you in person one of these days. And howdy to the wonderful Power Hour worldwide listening audience. It's Feel Good Friday again, and we're excited to join you today, Dave, on the worldwide famous Power Hour show to give away what will be our 131st free Rick satellite system for Galaxy 19. And praise God, yeah, we got a couple of aching shoulders. Unfortunately, it's both shoulders. You got multiple tears and tendons going where they're not supposed to be and fluid where it's not supposed to be. And it's hard to get a gallon of milk off the top shelf in the refrigerator, so got to start moving stuff down low. We were hoping we'd heal. We just moved a bunch of stuff, and about 3 days later, I couldn't pick up my arms. And some of my good Power Hour friends, they tried to help me. I even came up with my own frequency amplifier. Thank you, Tim, my good friend Tim there in Arkansas. But unfortunately, the frequency amplifier and all the extra dosing of vitamins and everything, I just wasn't getting any better. And I finally got a couple of MRIs and found out, well, I guess it's, I don't think it's going to heal itself from what I understand from tears. I know Strauss heart drops can get us some new blood vessels sometimes, but I haven't found a magic way to heal tears and tendons yet, so we'll probably look at getting some surgery on it. And I hear a lot of folks go through this, so it won't be nothing new. But in your prayers, thank you so much for your prayers. But I also ask, pray for Bobby, my wife, because she's going to be the one taking care of me through all this, and she's been through it before with another tendon in the elbow, and not to mention a colon rupture several years ago that thankful God brought me back to be on the Power Hour today, because it's Feel Good Friday, and we're going to give a system away to a disabled veteran today, Dave.
Okay. Do you want to read the letter, or should I?
Well, we can talk about it a little bit. We've got a gentleman from North Carolina that's really gone on some hard times. He served on the USS Coral Sea ship for a short stint. And in the early 2000s, he really got down on his luck and was homeless for several years. And with homelessness came a lot of hard things, including losing a toe, having to get it amputated. So he's gone through some really hard times, and he served, and he's a Power Hour listener, and he loves listening to the Power Hour. And if you want to add anything from that letter, please go ahead. But I did talk to him, and it's great to have a man that's willing to serve our country and felt proud about doing it when it used to really feel good about doing it. We want to get back to that. He's really got down in some hard times, and he's now rebounding. He's on his way to recovery. He's got him a home. He's got him a wife. And he's going to have a Rick satellite system so he can listen to the Power Hour. He had listened on shortwave, and since had to leave shortwave, the only way he's had access is listening on the Internet and listening to the stream, and thank God for the stream and the telephone and all the other ways we have to listen. But sure. This is the man we selected. This system was donated by another good Power Hour listener and a longtime follower, Dave out in Belton. Hi, Dave, and thank you for doing this. And Dave works with disabled veterans a lot, and he sees the trials and the troubles and the hardships that they go through, and he heard us on the show on one of the other giveaways, and he got a hold of us and wanted to dedicate the system to go to a disabled veteran. So that's a little bit about the gentleman that we came up with and his wife. And Dave, his name is Jeff Mollengrath, and hopefully we can get Jeff on the phone this morning. He said he'd be trying to listen.
Well, I think we do have Jeff on the phone, as a matter of fact. Rick, Jeff, good morning, sir. How are you? This is the Jeff in North Carolina that I talk to infrequently on the show, is it not?
Yes, it is. Hello, and I'm going to tell you guys something. I appreciate this so much. You're doing such a good work, Dave, and getting the word out. And Rick, it's so nice there's people like you out there floating around that, that have a genuine heart that really want to reach out and help people. And, you know, a lot of times I think about my past and I've let God down so many times, and I don't like thinking about it. I don't want to let him down in any way. And I want to glorify his name in everything that I do. And, I'm praying for you guys always, Dave, and you. I didn't know about your shoulders, Rick, and I'm praying for you and the other person, Dave, the people donating this, the people that are a part of this. And I can't tell you how thankful I am, and I'm just thankful that there's people like you guys out there, Dave and Rick, and you, Dave, getting the word out like you do and getting the truth out. There's not many of us out there that are trying to do this work, but the ones that are out there are really doing a good work, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, we appreciate you too, Jeff.
That felt good. Thank you, Jeff. That felt good. Now, that's a feel-good Friday testimony if I've ever heard one. Amen. And we couldn't do this without you, Mr. Dave Krieger, and without you, Catherine, and the Power Hour, without you being the voice for us and letting to hear all this. And, gosh, Jeff, that was great. And we're so excited to be able to do this with Dave and the Power Hour.
Well, see, and part of it, too, is the fact that we have listeners out there that care, and that's half of it. Because, see, the thing is, Rick, is that we weren't getting the support that we were getting at the Power Mall, and people weren't going online and purchasing from the Power Mall, we would not be here. We wouldn't be doing it. And, you know, when people dialed up Channel 1 on your RickSatelliteUSA.com Galaxy 19 satellite, there would be nothing there. There'd be no signal because we cease to exist, and we can't have that happen, which is one of the reasons why, you know, the more people we can get the satellite in their hands, the more people can support us and keep this going, because it's not just us, Rick, that's doing all of this. It's the people out there that support us. And I have to give a big shout out to everybody, especially all the new listeners and Jeff and people like him and disabled vets out there that are suffering, that we can reach out, and Rick, you do the things you do to help people out. Now, that's just amazing. You know, kudos to you too, Rick Kaler, because of everything. And I just, you know, every time I hear about people becoming afflicted and having issues like this, it really breaks my heart, because you're doing so good, so much good for people in helping them. And this is the beauty, Jeff. You have somebody that actually can walk you through the entire installation of this dish and help you get it pointed and tune it in, so that you can hear us on satellite on a regular basis.
Yeah, we're excited. We were able to talk to Jeff some on the phone, and we're real confident Jeff's actually going to be able to do the installation, and he's got a place to put the dish, and you're going to get channels like Global Star 3, which is Todd Waite's Global Star Radio Network that helps to get the Power Hour on the air. And what Dave was talking about, we've got to support the Power Mall. I put on my miracle skin this morning. Boy, it feels so good and it smells so good. I do enjoy it. But when I went to the Power Mall or the Power Hour, you'll see a thing reminding us that they don't have Google ads all over that website. They're not popping up trying to sell you all sorts of other stuff. We need to support the Power Mall and the Power Hour. We've got to keep shows like this on the air. We're going to do what we can to keep supporting. Some of the channels you get on our system will not only be Global Star Radio Network that carries a lot of different shows, including Pastor Butch Paul, Call to Decision, Jeff Rentz, The Hagman Report, The Power Hour Live, and two replays of The Power Hour. You can catch a replay at 1 p.m. Central Time, or for those that are up early, you got another replay at 5 a.m., getting you ready for the live show that comes on at 7 a.m. So there's a lot of good things you get with the system. RBN Radio has some good hosts, and there's some really good TV channels as well. So we're just thrilled to be able to team up with The Power Hour and Dave Krieger and the great listeners of the Power Hour posse.
Well, and you don't, and see, the other beautiful thing about this too, Jeff, is as long as you don't plug this into the internet, the government doesn't know what you're listening to.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. I'm really looking forward to this, and I'm going to tell you guys truthfully, Dave, I accidentally found you on shortwave prodding was like 4 or 5 months ago, and I got really addicted to your show, and then, like I said, for somebody to reach out and do a work like this, Rick, I appreciate you so much for calling. I remember when I wrote that letter, and you know, I told you the truth. I just poured out my heart, and I put it in God's hands, just like I do everything. And, you know, truthfully, Dave was, and you guys have been talking about the homeless problem and all the homeless people in America. You know, I don't believe that I ever got on my hands and knees any harder and prayed to God to let him know that he was there, to give me the will to fight, to even want to live. I mean, when you know, you're living out there on the street and in and out of a tent, you know, but I've seen God work. And this is a prime example of how God can work right here through people like you, Dave, and like you, Rick, and all the people like yourselves. And it's a prime example that there is good, and there are people out there who do care. So, again, I just want to say thank you.
Oh, God bless you, and you're welcome. And it's amazing for you to share your testimony with us, and I can only imagine how hard it has to be to even think and relive that, as I hesitated even talking to you about it on the phone, because we hate to open up deep wounds sometimes that have, you know, harsh memories to go along with them. But then to hear the wonderful evolution you've gone through, and now with your wife, Diane, and how you're both happy, and you put your faith and trust in God, and some great things can happen for me, happen for the Power Hour, happen for Dave, and happen for you, Jeff, and Diane. And we'll hope you get years of good use out of the system. I know Diane doesn't watch TV, but there's actually, once you get this system hooked up, you might actually find some good television stations that are not going to insult your senses right off the bat. There's some good TV channels, the 3ABN network, Amazing Facts and Amazing Discoveries were a couple of Joyce Riley's favorite channels, the Hope Channel, Daystar, the Word Network, LLBN, Trinity Broadcasting, the Church Channel, Smile of a Child, for those doing homeschooling that sometimes need a little break, and you don't want to risk putting them in front of a TV set, not knowing what's going to come across next. Smile of a Child is a very nice, clean, religious back-oriented television show for children. It's real good. There's a couple of new channels. One is called We Do Big Shows. Any of you that know how to do blind scans, it's kind of a general interest show, a lot of animal shows and things like that. We Do Big Stories is the name of that one. Those of you that know how can blind scan, those of you that need help, give me a call. We'll tell you what buttons to push, and you can add the channel to the memory of your receiver. So we've got a lot of systems out there. We want to keep doing this as much as we can and work to get out there. There are several channels that not necessarily in English. Some are in English, a couple of news channels, Press TV, World News, coming out of Iran, of all things, in English. It can be quite interesting. And CCTV, China TV News, in English, also on Galaxy 19. And there's also channels from Iran, Jordan, the Palestine satellite channel, Sudan, Kuwait, Vietnam, and several others. So you got a wide variety of stuff. I realize a lot of my folks that get the systems actually do tune in to a lot of these different channels from other countries, and they do pick up stuff from them, even if they don't speak the language. So it's interesting to me to hear from the listeners what they get out of the systems. But obviously, you can put it on the Power Hour, Jeff, and break off the knob and just leave it there if you like.
Rick's just a little biased there, Jeff. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking, feel good Friday. Now, here's a little ditty about Jeff and Diane got a Rick satellite dish doing the best they can.
That's good. That's great. We used to love doing this with Joyce. Can you imagine 131 systems? Now, we donated some. Joyce would donate some. Listeners would donate some. People would get them, and years later, I'd get a check in the mail for $50. I'm doing better now, and I got a system 2 years ago, and I'd just like to pay forward and see if we could help get a system into somebody else's hands. And over 20 years, what a great relationship that who would have known it would have developed. It wouldn't happen without Todd Waite. It wouldn't happen without Joyce Riley. And we're able to continue it now with you, Dave Krieger. So happy and so proud that we can live this Feel Good Friday moment all together. As we used to say with Joyce, it was another great moment in radio history right here today, February 2nd, Feel Good Friday. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Rick Kaler. And Jeff, congratulations. You're the winner of the latest Rick satellite dish. Folks, for those of you who are interested, you want either want to donate and help pay it forward, you can go to ricksatelliteusa.com. Rick is in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. And I guess I could ask you, because I don't have your phone number right handy. I know it's in the 816 area code, and the last four digits are 1801, but I forgot your prefix.
I got it. It's 816-228-1801. 816-228-1801 or rickssatelliteusa.com, and it's the Galaxy 19 satellite system.
Yep. Thanks for reminding me that, Rick. I knew that the Blue Springs prefixes were 228 and 229, and they probably added a bunch of others since I used to live there and used to do radio mornings in Kansas City. So,
yes, sir.
We appreciate you immensely, and congratulations once again, Jeff. Rick Kaler, from good luck with the shoulder surgery. We're going to continue to pray for you, sir, and just lift the situation up that God can deliver this to you in the right way, that you're going to be healed in the right way, that you're not going to have to go through unnecessary trials and tribulations with this pain, that the right kind of procedure is going to come your way, that you're not going to have to go through, that you're believing is that you're not going to go through a lot of pain and anguish, and that Bobby is going to be able to help you recover from all of this. And we lift this situation up to our Father Yahweh in the name of your son, Yahshua. And I can get an amen out of Rick, and I get an amen out of Bobby and Jeff and all of you. Say amen to Rick Kaler, would you?
I say amen, and I'm feeling better already. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
You bet.
It's just great to be around friends, and support's amazing. And I say pray for my wife, because she'd been through this before, you know, 13, 11 days, whatever it was, in the hospital, and my colon ruptured. Didn't know I was coming home. When they wheeled me off, I said goodbye. I wasn't coming back. So she's been through the ringer before, so pray for her. I'll be fine. I've got support. I've got my trust in God, and we've got the great family of the Power Hour.
Well, we appreciate you, sir, more than you know. And God works in mysterious ways, and
yes,
works in his time. So we know that. I thank both of you for being on the show. Thank you so much. And the best of luck to you, and Godspeed. And you have yourselves a blessed weekend. And again, Rick, we'll continue to pray for you. And we appreciate
it. Thank you, Jeff. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And we still have a little bit of time left over to catch up on some things here on the Power Hour as we close out this Feel Good Friday. There are some interesting developments in the economy, because a lot of people want to know what's happening. You know, even the biggest CEOs of these big banks out there, like Jamie Dimon from JPMorgan Chase, is already warning of a rebellion, because of the fact that government debt is ballooning and the economy is heading towards a cliff. Well, we know that as the body of believers in Christ, that we don't have to succumb to this garbage. Even though home equity is down, we still have a home to live in. That's the beauty of it. If you have a Toyota, Toyota Motor Corporation is warning about 50,000 owners of older American vehicles to stop driving them, seek repairs. It's those Takata airbags again, more than 67,000 of which have already been recalled across 19 different manufacturers, 34 brands, and model years spanning from 2002 to 2015. The recall warning is back out again. Toyota's telling people, if you've not had these airbags taken care of, you know, to get a hold of your dealership. Once again, we have this first outbreak of a deadly fungal infection confirmed in Washington State, according to the CDC. You know what's really amazing, if you want the truth? This is where COVID supposed to have started. And the thing is it's not a most highly transmissible disease, but you watch, they're probably going to try to make it that way. 123 passengers, we told you, were sickened aboard the Queen Victoria. That's another thing. You know, you have all these 1,824 passengers, but 123 got sick. Amazing how that works. The ad firm that marketed OxyContin has now agreed to a $350 million settlement. Not that that may do them any good, but attorneys general just announced yesterday that it's going to be paid by Publicis Health, part of the French media conglomerate. and one of the world's largest healthcare advertising companies. So there's some more good studies showing tea can reduce a cup of tea. Dark tea may result in better blood sugar control and lower the risk of type 2 diabetes by 47%. Gotta love that. And we also have an article on our email blast. If you're not subscribing, you should. How to escape the surveillance state. And we have instructions on there because you're all about solutions here on the Power Hour. How to use a VPN, which makes your internet protocol address untraceable. Virtual private network masks your computer's address so it cannot be easily traced. And in this age of surveillance state, we thought you ought to know. So we're putting all that on the email blast for you. And of course, now there's some news about the conflicting pole shift agendas and the fact that even though America's being dumbed down and nobody's talking about the pole shift, well, the Russian Federation seems to be preparing for it. They've got massive infrastructure development going on in the Eurasian Arctic, and Russian bases in Antarctica are being drastically restored. And instead of attacking the farmers like they are in the EU, they're being given extra subsidies by the government and encouraged to expand. Now, why would they be doing that if there's something wasn't weird going on? We also have five ways to start a garden under a gardening, farming, and homesteading. All about solutions here. In the meantime, we're out of time for today here on our Feel Good Friday. God, I'm glad we gave away a Rick satellite system today. We're going to do it again in the future. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. God hasn't given up on you. Just remember that. Say a big prayer for the ones you love. You have a blessed weekend. We will see you on Monday. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless America.
Great I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh, the righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.